Good morning, everyone. This morning, we just have some short items. These are synopsis of the Thirukkural chapters we're working on, writing up a summary of what's in the chapter. Sometimes individuals have trouble understanding it because it's in poetry. So you read it and it doesn't relate to life. You know, you don't quite see what it's talking about. So we're writing up the synopsis to kind of bridge that gap. And then the synopsis can also be used in a course. So for example, if you were teaching youth based on the Thirukkural, they'd study the synopsis first and then they'd study the verses. So they'd have a better idea what the verses are all about. So, chapter 11 is on gratitude. In gratitude, Thiruvalluvar emphasizes that when help is given based on the needs of the recipient and without any concern for benefits to the giver, it is indeed of measureless value. In fact, the goodness of the action is greater than the sea, and even being given heaven and earth as a reward for this good deed is not sufficient repayment. He continues that though the deed itself may be insignificant, in truth it is as imposing as a towering palm and in worth exceeds the whole world. He wants to make a point, right? About five out of 10 verses are on this one point, that it's really wonderful when someone gives without any thought of benefit. You know, they're truly giving just to help out, help someone. They see a need and they give to fulfill the need without any thought at all that it will benefit them. So that's what he's responding to. Valluvar stresses the importance of the recipient always remaining grateful to those who help in adversity by saying that their friendship should never be forsaken, and that this gratitude should continue for seven lives and seven bodies. That's one of his ways of saying a long time. Seven lives and seven bodies. He adds an interesting idea to the concept of never forgetting a kindness by saying that we should forget at once an injury received. Thiruvalluvar also points out that if someone injures us, if we recall a single kindness they did for us, the injury is immediately forgotten. Valluvar stresses the importance of gratitude by saying even those who have killed every kind of goodness may yet be saved, but there is no redemption for those who let gratitude die. The poet, as he did in chapter 9, Hospitality, shares his insight about what determines the merit of a charitable act. It is not measured by the extent of assistance given, but by the worthiness of the recipient. In other words, if our guest is a great saint or satguru, no matter what assistance is rendered, that will earn us great merit. Which explains why amas around the world try and feed swamis as much food as they can. I just went through that in Orlando. You know, you close your eyes to do a food blessing, you open your eyes and your plate is been covered with food. So you have to do your food blessing with your eyes open. Otherwise, you end up getting lots of hospitality. So chapter 12 is on impartiality. In impartiality, Thiruvalluvar begins by relating impartiality to justice. He tells us that justice may be called good when it acts impartially toward enemies, strangers, and friends. He continues by describing how wise and great men are just and impartial. He states that great men are unswervingly just when facing both adversity and prosperity. That the wise, like a balanced scale's level beam, incline to neither side, and thus weigh impartially. What are the benefits of being just? Bolivar tells us that the wealth of the just will not perish, but rather will be their posterity's soothing security. He also encourages businessmen to protect as their own the interests of others, and in that way, their own business will prosper. He also points out that ruin is the consequence of forsaking fairness and acting in a depraved way. The poet's advice on impartial speech is that speech uttered without bias is integrity, but only if no unspoken bias lurks in the heart. He also advises that bad money, wealth gained by loss of rightness, must be relinquished that very day. I hadn't remembered that he had a quote on bad money, but just like Gurudeva. If you happen to receive bad money, give it away the same day, quickly. Tiru Vallavar also comments that the world does not consider the impoverished to be poor if they remain just, and that we can discern who is just and unjust simply by observing their children. Thank you very much for a wonderful phase. Nice to be back. Florida is warm. Ha, ha, ha.